Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to the show today. We have a little unusual show for you, and I hope that it will bless you. We're going to have some blasts from the past, some songs from my daughters, and also from my first husband, and some songs from the CD. So before we start today, I just want to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a shield for my listeners today. You are our hiding place, and you protect us from trouble. You surround us with songs of deliverance. And when we are afraid, O Lord, we put our trust in you, O mighty God. We love you and pray your will be done in us today as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. What would we do? What would we do without the Word of God? It begins to change us and become such a vital part of us. And what a supernatural transformation. I don't know about you, but I really needed to be changed. And today, this Labor Day, I'm just going to let some songs convey my love and desire for your life. The theme that you hear every day to start the program came from the writings of my first husband, John, specifically for Darren. And then I recorded it on my CD. I would like you to hear the words of this marvelous Psalm 119:32. I can run in the path of your commands, for you have set my spirit free. I am led by your strong and mighty hand, for you have set my spirit free.
Set my spirit free. set my spirit free. I am led by your strong and mighty hand, for you have set my spirit free. Oh Lord, teach me all of thy ways. I shall observe them till the end of my days. I can run in the path of your commands, for you have set my spirit free. Teach me all of thy ways. I shall observe them till the end of my days. I can run in the path of your commands. I can run in the path of your commands. I can run in the path of your commands. For you have set my spirit free.
Oh, that's my desire for you, that you can run in the paths of God's command because he has set your spirit free. And in order for our spirit to be set free, friend, we need to get rid of that fleshly control and manipulation that's always screaming out, wanting its way. And as I was listening to that song, I realized how much John really knew Darren's heart. When John wrote the words, I can see what you want me to see, so I can be what you want me to be. I can run in the path of your commands, for you have set my spirit free. Oh, I praise God for those words, and I praise God, you know, that John actually wrote those words down so we could have them to look to in the future, and I so appreciate that. I'm desiring for you to get rid of all hindrances in your life, and you too can say, I can run in the path of your commands, Lord, for I am free of all bondage and entanglements. Hallelujah. What a glorious day to actually surrender yourself to the Lord and say, I surrender all. The next song is one recorded when Kimberly was 8 and Dana was 5, and it just takes me back to such precious times. It talks about you being a miracle created by God, and when we recorded this at Gaither Studios, these songs were written by Bill and Gloria Gaither, so it just holds a special, special love in my heart for those memories. Listen carefully. It's a miracle to know that God is with me wherever I go. And because that's exactly what you are, friend, a miracle. You were created to be one and only limited edition. You know, some of these special cars that we see on the road, they're limited edition. Well, you were a one and only made just by God for a special purpose on this earth. So don't believe the lies of the enemy. Remember, you're a miracle.
What drives the stars without making a sound? Why don't they crash when they're spinning around? What holds me up when the road's upside down? I know it's a miracle. Who tells the ocean where to stop on the sand? What keeps the water from drowning the land? Who makes the rules?
What memories. I remember the night right before we did the girls' album the next morning. John and I did our album one afternoon, and then the girls did their album the next morning. And the girls and I went for a walk around the Gaither studio, and there was this little office off to the side, and it was all dark. And so, you know, as people do, you get your hands over your eyebrows and you look in the window. Here in the corner of this little office, this man is sitting, and he had just had his head against the wall, his chair back, just like Darren does so many times when he's talking to the Lord. And he got up from his chair, and who was it but Bill Gaither? And so we got to talk to him for a few minutes there and tell him how much we appreciated what he was doing with not only gospel, but in changing the world of gospel music and touching people's hearts. And it was just a wonderful time of getting to know this great man. So what this little song was talking about is make your life count, because you are a miracle. And if you think you've been gypped in life or taken advantage of, remember that when you delight in him, not in the world, but in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. He sees your heart, and he will reward you if you give thanks. And for some of you, that's a sacrifice. I know it is. You are in a hard place in your life. But if you give thanks, Hebrews 13:5 says, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name. And some of you, it really is hard. But I say that as you open your mouth and you praise God, your life will turn around. And this sacrifice of praise, it actually means the forfeiture of something highly valued. And it means relinquishment. So much of what I talked about last week, relinquishment, letting go, releasing, abandoning, laying down, surrendering. So as you do that today, you're going to see mighty and great things happen. God really thought of everything, and he thought of everything with you in mind, friend. Remember that.
I'm glad God gave me arms to
in the girls' wildest dreams would they ever think that their dad would be gone. And this has been such a great little flashback for me. I realized that they have just lived not easy lives, but they have lived victorious and triumphant lives. And Dana was 19 and Kimberly was 22 when their dad died. And it was very hard for them. And it took several years for them to really come to realization that they didn't have their dad here on this earth. But I know his spirit was watching over them. And Darren was such a great stepdad for them. It was just a real healing experience. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for what God has done in their lives. Praise God. And today, Kimberly is 41 and Dana is 38. And those of you who came to the memorial service, you heard them sing, and they sing as one. Even though they don't live near each other, they're wonderful, spirit-filled women today. John's best friend, one of John's best friends, Reed Hess, wrote this song, this next song, and played it for John in the back of the van while they were delivering pianos. And John asked Reed to help him deliver pianos because Reed was lifting out at that time, and man, he was total muscle. And John loved the song that Reed wrote so much that he had Reed sing it for the customers when they delivered the pianos to their homes. And Reed sang this song at John's memorial service. And I included this song on John's CD, From Glory to Glory, The One in Me. This is my desire for you, friend, that you will give God all of you, every part of you. I don't remember when John really did this recording. He and his friend went over to a UNC theater one afternoon and recorded several songs. And after John died, I found the tapes that he had done of all these songs. So then I took them and I arranged them. So, friend, I just want to say today that when you keep a journal, when you begin writing the thoughts of your heart, and just like John, it was such a privilege for me to live with this man and be his wife for 23 years. And he played the piano. That was him playing the piano and singing. And what an honor, what a privilege it was for me to be in the presence of this man and then to live and be the wife with Darren Carmack. I am the most blessed. I am the most blessed. And I just pray that you will be that kind of person that John was singing about, the one that gives yourself over to the Lord, gets rid of the mountains in your life so you can go on victoriously. And I just want to read Mark 11, 23 and 24. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. Praise the Lord. That is a scripture that you can live by today. Today, this day, on Labor Day, 2009. And the last song I would like to have Matt play for you is one found in 2 Corinthians 13:14. I want to leave you with this, and I call this my New Testament benediction, and it's also on my CD. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the loving kindness of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all.
May the grace of our Lord
it's been so good being with you this half hour. I've so enjoyed it, and I hope you have too. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I have one scripture to leave you from Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.